另外一个牧师呢，因为他妻子的缘故呢，不能够来到我们中间来讲道。
If you look at the bulletin, then you will find that Pastor Craig cannot come because of his wife is ill.
Yeah, 但是我们知道神仍然掌管。
We know God is still in charge.
当我来思想今天我们要案例新的执事，然后老的执事一同再次来在神的面前奉献他们来为神所用，也来服侍众人的时候呢，我就想到最经典的这段经文。
Yeah, when we thought of we set up the deacons to serve the church, we know this classical verses in our Bible.
这是在那个《使徒行传》第六章的一到七节。
In the book of Acts, chapter six, verses 1-7.
我们一同来读一段中文，然后接下来再读一段英文，就一节一节来读。我们这样同时，我们在台上的话呢，我念中文，台下呢同样的重复一遍，但是念英文。如果你有英文圣经，如果你没有英文圣经呢，你就跟我一块在第一遍的时候呢念中文圣经的内容，好不好？
Okay.
但你如果有中英文圣经，或者你是 bilingual， 你就第二遍的时候来读。
We will read those verses alternatively in Chinese and English. One verse in Chinese and one verse in English.
使徒行传第六章一节，那时门徒增多，有说希腊话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天供给的忽略了他们的寡妇。
So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, it would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word of God in order to wait on tables.
第二节，十二使徒叫众门徒来对他们说，我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合意的。 Let's read the English again.
Okay. Sorry, I skipped the first one. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, it would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word of God in order to wait on tables.
第三节，所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。
Brothers, choose seven men from among you who are known to be full of spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them.
I didn't hear youth reading your Bible. That's scary. Oh, you try louder. Okay, next time. 第四节，但我们要专心以祈祷、传道为事。
And we'll give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word.
第五节，大众都以喜悦这话，就拣选了斯提凡，乃是大有信心、圣灵充满的人，又拣选腓力、罗伯哥洛、基加纳、提门、巴拿纳，并犹太的安提阿教尼克拉斯。
This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism.
第六节，叫他们站在使徒面前，使徒祷告了，就按手在他们头上。
They presented this man to apostles who prayed and laid their hands on them.
神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增的甚多，也有许多祭司信从了这道。
So the word of God spread, the number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, in a large number of priests become obedient to the faith.
最近有一个有了孩子的朋友给我打电话，说了说他的烦恼，我听了大概有一个小时。
Recently, a friend of mine who just had a newborn and called me and complained for about an hour.
电话太便宜也不好哈。
It's the drawback of the phone rate is too low.
他说到原来呢，一人吃饱全家就饱了。
He said before I got married, I feed myself and the whole family is good.
一个人健康呢，全家都健康。
If I'm healthy, the whole family is okay.
他说一个人寂寞呢，全家都安静了。
If I keep silence, the whole family is silent.
自从有了太太，他说呢，两个人吃饱全家才饱。
After I got married, right now it's two persons business.
他两个人不生病的时候，全家才是健康的。
It takes both of us to be healthy for the family to be healthy.
他真要两个人都寂寞的话，要睡觉的时候。
The only time the family is quiet is when both of them get to sleep.
然后呢？但是他说，不过那个时候呢，基本都是大人，我们的兴趣相投，玩吃喝哈、啊、都可以说到一起，玩到一块。
At the time, both of us.Are adults, so we can do everything together without any problem.
他说自从有了那个孩子
Since we have a newborn baby,
他事真多
You know, there are a lot of things coming up.
就三个人要开好多顿饭
We only have three persons, but each meal there are two tables to serve.
然后呢他说孩子呢送到我以为送幼儿园就好了送幼儿园以后呢更糟糕原来是一都不病现在是全家轮流生病
Once the baby, the kids start to go to nursery, then the whole many take turns to get ill.
是没错，寂寞是没有了，但是每天都听戏。
Okay, there's no silent time at all. Every day there are different episodes going on.
从喜剧、悲剧、哑剧什么都有。
There was soap opera, comedy, and everything.
说不过，但是就是一件事，唱的都是真人真事哈。
That's the true reality show.
然后我就跟他开玩笑，我说你这么多乐子哈、啊，你还在抱怨呢、
啊。I was joking to him that、you have so many complaints. Why don't you?
我说把孩子送回去吧。
Why don't you
我就试探他哈、啊，牧师有时候也试探人，我试探他。
Why don't you send the baby back to China?
我这么想来着，我太太不愿意。
I was testing him, and he said that、you know my wife would not let me do that.
然后我接下来就开始讲，我说哎，我原来第一个孩子之后呢，觉得挺烦恼的。有了第二个孩子，我发现挺容易的，打算要生第三个，神没给哈。
I start to share my experience. The first one, I feel a lot of trouble, but when I had the second one, and things become easier, I want the third one, but Lord did not give it to me.
然后我其实讲，我们教会有很多三个的，有些人还在预备第四个哈。然后他听完了以后，眼睛都大了。
Have three kids, and some of them is preparing for the fourth one.
但是有一件事我知道 ，something happened， 就是说他刚开始的抱怨呢，慢慢觉得说，哎，说不定我该生第二胎了哈，这个一点改变。
Later I learned that although he complained, he started to prepare for the second.
不管怎么样，他是个基督徒，他也知道需要生养众多。
And yeah, because he's a Christian, he knows God's command is be fruitful.
其实呢，不论是个小家庭还是个大家庭哈，面临生活的挑战是很类似的。
No matter the family is small or large, the challenges are similar.
就像一个教会，就像一个大的家庭，神的家。
Family is the family of God.
教会
church is family of God.
所以，当一个人口从三十人、六十人、九十人、一百人，或到一千人的时候，出现新的挑战和问题是没有什么奇怪的。
Yeah, so when the church population grows, the new challenge comes up.There's no surprise.
也许从这个眼光，我们再来看《使徒行传》。刚刚我们念过那段经文呢，我们可以发现神怎么来引导我们。
Today we will revisit these passages to see how God leads us when the family grows.
当我们经常唱说耶稣基督昨日今日不变的时候，包括神在治理他的教会中也有很深很深的智慧。
When we sing the hymn that the Lord would never change.Same to the how he managed the church.
我们先来看看当时的挑战是什么。
Let's see what's the challenge at time of the disciples.
之后再看神怎么样来给我们答案。
Then we see how God gave us the answer.
结果是最后第七节很清楚的。
The result is in the seventh.
加中这个挑战第六节他讲到哈，说门徒增多了，这是好事儿。但是他说有说这个希尼话就是希腊话的这犹太人呢，像说希伯来话的这些人来抱怨说每天忘了他们的寡妇的每日的需要。
Okay, in Acts chapter 6 verses 1, when the number of disciples increasing, the Grecian Jews complained to the Hebraic Jews that their widow were overlooked in the supply of food.
嗯哼。所以这当然都是彼得的错了。彼得一讲到三千人信主哈。
That's a trouble caused by the Apostle Peter.
所以人多好办事，但是人多也是难办，对不对
？His one sermon increased the disciple by 3,000. There are pros and cons.
所以呢，由历史的原因，大家都知道，犹太人原来是一个民族，但是在那个时候，他们已经经过了希腊 古希腊和罗马帝国的统治很多年，所以犹太人是分散在当时的地中海地区。
Yeah, from history we know although Jews are one nation, but because of they were ruled by different nations, their people spread among that area.
就像我们的海外华人一样，就不会说中文了一会儿。包括我现在不用打字机的，我都不会写。
Just like the overseas-born Chinese, they don't know how to speak Mandarin.
所以这些问题，尤其是一个语言的障碍，使得这两个都是犹太民族的人啊，出现了隔阂，在沟通上不便利。
So the language problem built a barrier among both sides of the Jews.
是为什么今天他在这里
？That's why I'm here today to translate.
但我相信，当这个语言还是一个比较表面的现象，更深更甚的，由此可以产生一些隔阂、不信任。
I think the language problem is on the surface, but deep down inside is the mistrust.
所以刚才基文说得很清楚，所以当时的教会，你知道教会的领袖是什么人？
At the time, the leader of the church were what kind of person?
这些使徒或者长老都是生长在巴勒斯坦，就是说犹太那个地方的人，说希伯来话的人或者亚兰文的人。
All the apostles and all the old elders, they were all born in Palestine and speaking the Hebrew and Arabic.
所以当然，这个教会这样突然一下增加这个3000人的信徒之后呢？很容易发现说新来的群体的需要没有被照顾到。
And when all of a sudden the church increased in the number, it's easy to neglect the needs for the newcomers.
这个尤其是犹太的寡妇他们的需要没有照顾到的时候，这件事情对犹太人来说是一个很不好的事，这是他们最需要的。
Especially when you do not take good care of the widows, that's very serious for the Jews.
今天早上我们在学这个管家的时候呢，就其中讲到金钱的管理，其中一部分有一个从外面来的太太啊，实际是她先生在我们教会，然后就讲到说我们挣钱的能力，其中包括要不仅是供应我们自己的需要，也供给我们周遭的人，他们没有那么多能力的人提供给他们。
Yeah, this morning during Sunday school, someone shared that our income not only to supply our family, we also need to supply all the people around us who has need.
这不光是政府的责任。
It's not the responsibility of the government only.
说的李红军都想去再搞一个 Hong Time 的 job。
After she said that, our brother Hong Jun want to find the second job.
的确，这是一个很棘手的问题。
Yeah, this is a difficult problem.
因为教会的人力物力总是有限的。
Because the church is a human resource and material resource.
我相信新来的人他们的需要被忽略是很容易很看得到的。
Yeah, it's easy to neglect the newcomers' need.
因为他们人生地不熟，刚到一个教会的时候，可能也没加入一个团契，没有加入一个教会，
成
为一个团契。
Because they just arrived, they have not participated in any fellowships.
那个两眼一摸黑，这么大的沙家浜也摸不清楚，对不对？如果我是在文革长大的哈。
So they look around, everyone is a stranger.
所以对于这个他们新来的这些亲爱的弟兄姐妹，他看所有的人都是生人。
So for the brothers and sisters in the church, all are strangers to them.
你没有经历过，比如说来了一个新人，然后小组介绍一遍的时候，大家应该是容易记住他的名字，但是呢，他很难记住所有人的名字。
It's easier for us to remember a newcomer's name, but practically impossible for the newcomer to remember all the people they know.
但是如果我们这些在教会比较久的人，如果不伸手哈，我告诉你，新来的人哈，连说抱怨的机会都没有。
If we brothers and sisters do not reach out to them, they don't even know where to complain.
还一方面，我觉得弟兄姐妹可能不是有意要忽略，而是因为不了解他们。我们了解的人，我们都知道他的需要。
Sometimes we neglect their need not because we don't want to take care of them, just we don't understand what their needs are.
就经常聚会的人突然今天没来，你想他肯定是生病了，或者是出点什么事儿。
If a brother or sister come very often and all of a sudden disappear, we know that he maybe get sick or something.
但是如果一个新来的人，他消失还是出现，对我们来说都是陌生人。
If a newcomer also disappears the next week, we don't know whether he's still around or not.
我觉得我们这年轻的教会啊，最容易被忘掉的就是年轻人。
So in our young church, the youth,
我昨天想了一下，
young people often be neglected.
尤其当我们安排一些特殊节目的时候，我们第一个忘掉的是儿童。
Sometimes we have a special meeting in our church. The first thing we neglect is the children.
然后呢，当比如说 Craig 生病的时候，我发 email 的时候，我都会忘掉发给 youth group.
Yeah, so,
he is their pastors. Okay. I forgot.
When the pastor Craig was ill, and I also forgot to send, or his wife is ill. Sometimes I forgot to send email to the leader of the youth group.
我们的团契什么改变的时候，我们经常会忘了告诉杰瑞牧师，你们的英文小组今天不用到教会来。
So the Friday fellowship meeting, there's a change. Sometimes we forgot to tell Pastor Jerry that his English group need to change too.
你注意到这些人谁在教会的领袖层面替他们说话？谁是他的监护人？谁是他的代言人
？Who should speak for them in the deacon board?
还有，我就想一想新来的人呢，我们中间一年之后，您才会上那个我们的通讯录哈。
So we update our directory once a year. So for the newcomer, their name will appear very soon on the directory.
所以这些人永远是一年在我们中间可能还是陌生人。
So the person may stay 1 year in our church and
this is all the challenge. 至少都是一个挑战。
And we still don't know their name. Yeah, that's a big challenge.
那这个我相信我们的小组长就可以知道应该怎么做。
Our fellowship leader should know how to handle this.
对，不是教会要每个月 update 一次通讯录。
It's not that we should update our directory every month.
怎么来面对人数的增加，各种各样需要的改变
？How do we face the new needs because of the increase of numbers?
我们来看第二节到第六节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 6, verses 2 through 6.
神是很奇妙的神。
God is the wondrous God.
因为我刚刚说那是彼得造成的毛病，其实不是的，因为是圣灵重生这些人，所以实际是上帝的问题，哈哈，不光是彼得的问题，是教会的问题，但是也是上帝的问题。
Increasing population is a good problem to have for the church.
所以神会设立管家来运作他的教会。
So, God will set up servants to.Take care of his church.
从第二节到第六节，你可以发现说，我们可以学到很多 NBA 的课程。
Verses 2 through 6, we can see a lot of NBA course materials.
当然，我可以问小东是不是说的对的哈。
Yeah, we can ask Brother Du. He's taking NBA courses right now.
当神给他的百姓、给他的形象、给了使命的时候，神并不是说只给你一个使命。
When God commissioned His people to manage the church,
他同时是祝福，并且是给他们智慧来治理。
He also gave them the wisdom how to manage the church.
这短短的六节经文里，我发现至少有六个智慧我们可以学到。
In those verses, we can find 6 key points in there.
不仅仅是在教会可以使用，在你的家庭、在你的公司、在你的实验室都可以来运作。
They not only can apply to the church, you can use them to make your household and your world. After word, this is the word of the Lord.
所以我们请弟兄姐妹注意听，不光是要新安立的执事和要就任的执事要听，弟兄姐妹也要听。
Let's pay attention not only for the new deacons. Everybody should learn this.
在刚刚的那个问题里头，我可以这样来说，在耶路撒冷当时教会的问题，或者现在我们教会的问题，可以总结为三个方面。
The problems in the church, the old one and the current one, can be summarized into 3 aspects.
第一个是次序的问题。
One is the problem of order.
第二个是领导力的问题。
The second one is leadership.
但是如何服侍的问题。
The third one is how to serve.
但是呢，神回答我们是很有意思的，他第一个。他说教会的领袖要委身他们自己的呼召，这是第一个方面。
The words of God tells us the first thing, the leader of the church need to devote themselves to their calling.
在第二节第四节说得很清楚，他说我们，他是使徒们哈，他说撇下神的道去管理饭食原是不合意的，但第四节说但我们要专注以祈祷传道为事。
So in verses 2, the apostle says that it would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word of God in order to wait on tables. In verses 4 says, will give us attention to prayer and the ministry of the word.
这件事当然是对我来说是最直接可以应用的。
This is the passage can direct apply to us.
但同时告诉所有在座的每一个人，你都是有一个很清楚的呼召。 来决定你做什么事。
It also tells everyone here, you have your own calling, what you should do in the church.
我这第三次来引用这个 O'Skinnis 他在写那本《一生的圣召》或者叫《Calling》那本书里定义什么叫呼召。
Yeah, I will use O'Skinnis' book, Calling. This is the third time I cite it in my sermon.
他说呼召是一个关于神呼召我们的一个真理，把我们召向走向他，在每一件事情上，在每一个层面上，在我们所做的一切上面。
Calling is the truth that God calls us to Himself so decisively that everything we are, everything we do, and everything we have is invested with a special devotion.
把这所有的都要来指向一个跟神动态的关系，指向神所给的这个方向，来响应他从上面来招我们的目的，人生整个的目的是一个呼召的问题。
Invested with a special devotion, dynamism, and direction, live out as a response to his sermons and service.
今天的世界并不是说没有知识、没有信息，而是没有方向。
In today's world, we are not lack of messages, we are lack of directions.
当孩子选大学的时候，他可能觉得问题是选什么样的大学。
When children pick a college, the problem may be pick what college.
但如果没有跟神永恒对他的呼召和心意连接的时候呢，他可能忘掉了神为什么要造他。
Yeah, they do not link this to the calling from God, they forget their original purpose.
O'Skinnis 他继续说到，说他把呼召分成主要的呼召和次要的呼召。
And the author of Genesis, he separate calling into the primary and the secondary callings.
或者说一个 general, 一个一般的呼召，还有一个是一个特殊的呼召。
Yeah, or we can say one is the general calling, the other one is specific calling.
我们都知道第一个呼召是什么？每个人都是基督徒，都是他的门徒，对不对？
The primary calling is the follower of Christ.
那刚刚看到李琴领师进步哈，我感到很感恩。他不光是做一个门徒，他还注重到他的什么 secondary calling。
Okay, I was moved by Sister Chin Lee's him leading. She not only know his first calling, he also improved in his secondary calling.
我记得三年前他开始领事的时候和今天领事是不一样的。
Yeah, she has improved a lot since 3 years ago.
真是感谢主。
First led the song.
所以我们要知道我们特殊的呼召是什么？
We need to know what's our specific calling.
有了一个主要的呼召作为背景的时候，我们要注意到神怎么样在一个特定的场合、特定的时间、特定的一个 task 上来怎么呼召我们。
Yeah, we know our primary calling, and we also need to know the secondary calling in a specific time, specific place. How do we serve?
你觉得家中是需要很多的救火员呢？还是需要在每个职位上都尽心尽责的这些成员。
Yeah, we don't need a lot of firemen in the church, but we want everyone to be faithful in his own duty.
因为我觉得哈，之所以有救火员，救火员很伟大，他们是牺牲自己的。
Okay, firemen are great. Okay, they sacrifice themselves.
但是呢，我发现为什么有这么多的 fireman 呢？就是因为有些人玩忽职守啊。
But the reason we need firemen is because someone did not do his job.
吃完饭以后，家里没有人洗碗，都去看电视了。
Okay. In your family, after dinner, everyone went in front of the TV. No one watched the dishes.
当然，你也可以采用李红军的办法，就用这个 plastic， 哈哈。但是还会有其他的问题啊。
So we, each family has their own solutions to this problem.
李红军用那个原因是他们家经常请客哈，你不要误解。
Yeah, like Brother Lee, he used disposable dishes so that he does not need to wash them.
所以我想我们今天要为两个年轻的执事来案例的时候，我们特别鼓励他们、勉励他们，甚至是挑战他们，知道神呼召他们在教会中、在家庭中主要的或者那个次要的责任是什么。
Today, when we ordain two new and young deacons, we want them to clear understand what's the calling from God.
同样的，我们借着这个时间，每一个弟兄姐妹，你想想神对你的呼召是什么？
In the meantime, every brother and sister should hear the callings of God upon you.
在学校可以混，在公司可以混，在教会也可以混。
Time flies, so you can goof around in the workplace, in school, and also in church.
求主保守我们的投入在这个神的家中。
Please devote your time into the church.
第二点，这个作为一个领袖，他还懂得怎么样分派工作。
The second point is a leader need to know how to delegate the responsibilities.
你一定会面临的工作做不完的时候，对不对？
You always have more tasks you need to do than you could.
有的人会找出事来，有的人是躲避事，但是事情总是很多。
Yeah, there are always new things coming up, no matter how you avoid them.
其中一个要诀就是分派 delegation.
Okay, the key. The trick here is to know how to dedicate.
所以这个他说到第二节说，所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满，然后智慧充足的人，我就派他们管理这事。
Therefore, in verses 3, the apostle said that brothers, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them.
无论是在什么样一个场景下，一个领袖都会懂得分派工作是非常重要的。
No matter in what situation, the leaders need to know how to distribute tasks or jobs among these.
人家讲的说，一个领袖或者任何一个人，你应该花 75% 的时间用在你最擅长的方面。
A leader want to spend 75% of his time in the thing he does.
小龙对不对？然后可多了一点哈，20%是把你不擅长的工作分给别人做。
And then 20% of his time distribute the thing he's not good at to other people to do.
5% 呢是避免你可能犯错的地方。
And the rest 5% is used to avoid mistakes.
这个在摩西。在耶稣基督的事情上发生很多。最初，摩西一个人审判几百万的希伯来人，和有什么大小事情，家里吵架都来找他。所以他岳父就说：“你怎么这样能行呢？那大家能不抱怨吗？那个队那么长，你赶快每五十个人就设立一个。”
We can see the example in the Old Testament when Moses, he was the only judge in the whole Israelites, and he's too busy, so his father in Lord taught him to set up judges to take care of the people.
Robert Collins 是一个神学家，他来总结耶稣基督在带领门徒的时候有八个方面，其中一个方面就是分派。
Robert Collins he summarized Jesus attributes to be a leader. One of them is he knows how to distribute work to his disciples.
但他这里头有三个特点，他说当把工作分配给别人，他有三个特点，我觉得蛮重要的。第一个呢是跟那个人有生命的关系，主跟他的门徒都有生命的关系。
Yeah, and when we delegate works, we need to pay attention to three aspects. The first one is the connection of life.
换句话说，我们当然不是那，我们是生命的交情哈，我们是有团契。
In our case, we have fellowship with our co-workers.
第二次呢？第二个方面，他说他来示范怎么做。
The second point is the leader should demonstrate how to do the job.
所以，一个领袖的这个 example 是非常重要的。
So it's important for the leader to set examples.
包括告诉别人你不行的地方。
Including let your people know what's your weak point.
最后，然后让他们跟着做，学着做。
Then the third one is to let them follow you to do.
那最后我想就举一反三了。当然，超不过耶稣基督，可以超过你的这个老师是肯定的。
Yeah, we know Jesus is much better than us, but that's an example we can learn from.
我觉得我们很多老中哈，在公司里加班加点，经常就会抱怨说老板给事太多，对不对
？Yeah, we know a lot of Chinese in the companies complain about too many works.Too much works. The boss assigned to them.
但是很少给老板建议说我们应该再雇一个人。
But seldom we go to the boss to suggest to hire more people.
我们员工会咬牙 ，I can show myself, I can do more, so my job security will be okay.
Yeah, most of us just bite the bullet and keep working.
对，但是呢，其实我们应该稍微有点经济头脑哈。
Yeah, but as a matter of fact, we should know the economy of it.
你知道，如果一个人有这一百块钱能力是神给他的，他一定他手中有些活是五十块钱、十块钱的。
Okay, if a person is paid $100 per hour, not necessarily all the jobs on his hand worth that much.
Yeah, 举个例子啊，我们用家庭的话，比如说这个人是值一百块钱，他可以自己割草，对不对？也可以叫儿子来割草，给他十五块钱。这是很简单的一个学问哈。
A person is worth $100 per hour. He can mow the lawn himself, or he can pay $15 for his son to mow the lawn.
我想我们的教会虽然很小，但是也五脏俱全。我们教执事会也就在想，我们每一个部门应该做什么，也制定一个目标、策略和方法。
Although our church is small, but still we have different talents.In our deacon board, so we are trying to figure out assign what task to.
让我举个例子给你说。
Let's give you an example.
比如说哈，这几个月是我们财务制是最辛苦的时候。
This time of year is the most busy time for the financial deacon.
你们大多数是不当家还是怎么？都当家的，都知道的。如果在公司里或者在学校里，你都知道年底或者年终是一个。做 budget 的时候，对吧
？We all know it's tax time and budget time.
然后我们有英文的牧师有福利。
And we have a new hire, English pastor.
还有收支平衡要处理，
yeah,
每个季度要跟大家报告。
Yeah, we need to figure out his benefit, and we need to balance the sheet every season.
这一年以前呢，是李红军三肩挑的，不过他只有两个肩，不过另一个脑袋顶着就是了。
One year ago is all be done by All was done by Brother Hong Jun.
我是很深很深的感谢神，把秀莲姐妹给了我们。然后她也是学 accounting 的，然后帮我们管理这个账，就是让你来处理这个财政。
Yeah, praise the Lord. Last year we have Sister 秀莲, whose specialty is accounting. So she joined the team and then she can do the job much better.
李红军干的是不错，他一般是让他们家里那个跳票，不让教会跳票哈。
洪军 has been doing a good job, although he's
sorry, I'm teasing you. I need to apologize, 洪军.
Although his family accounting is not so organized, but he did the church accounting well.
亲爱弟兄姐妹，真的，所以如果这些新的执事在我们教会开始服事的时候，当他们来把一些事情给你的时候，分派给你的。可能是他擅长，也可能是不他擅长的时候呢，你乐意接受吗
？Brother and sisters, when the new deacons assign some task to you, are you willing to accept?
你看到这是神给你的机会，给你的呼召吗
？Do you take it as the opportunity that God gives you? Is it the calling from God?
第三个方面，我们来看选出这个领袖，他应该有什么样的品质。
Okay, the third aspect is what's the attribute of the leaders.
他说这七个人，第一有好名声，第二被圣灵充满，最后是智慧充足的人。
Yeah, they in the Bible it says, they are has good reputation and full of spirit and wisdom.
有一个餐馆老板餐馆的老板，看到的馆哈。餐馆的老板呢？餐馆的老板打电话告诉我们教会的一个姐妹说，她需要找人。但是她找人的时候呢，她就特别嘱咐一个呢，她说呢，我不是想找一个普通的人。她说你这那不容易找啊。她说其实她的技能什么都还是次要。她说我要找一个人呢，能够把她的这个做管理这件事情作为一个 career path。
There's a restaurant owner once called the church asking for a person to work in his restaurant. He said the important thing is not his personal skill, but what I'm looking for is a person that will treat this as his career, not just a temporary job.
我觉得这老板很有智慧，因为他懂什么叫呼召。我不知道他是不是基督徒啊，可能也许是基督徒，会想到这个。
Yeah. The owner himself is Christian, so he understands the meaning of calling.
许多人不愿意把一些事情交给别人做，有不同的原因。
A lot of people, who don't want to delegate, there are different reasons.
也可能是不方便，或者还要教那个人很麻烦。
Maybe because of inconvenience, or he doesn't want to spend time to teach that person.
但是你知道，有些人把孩子交给别人的时候，他会很观察的，叫一个 babysitter, 他检查半天的。
We know that if you hire a babysitter to take care of your child, you take a lot of time to observe this person.
这意思就是表明这个人他很注意，他不放心，对不对？很多人不愿意把东西给出来是不放心，给了这个人他会做不好。
Yeah, that shows that the person does not let other people to handle his work.
从这个角度来说哈，神给我们这三个要点呢，是一个属灵的品质。你在一个教会里服事，在家中做领袖，很重要的这三个方面你都不要忽略掉。
So we know this is the three important qualifications. No matter you are finding someone to do your work in the household or in the church.
第一个好名声，我觉得是美好的品质和好的人际关系。
The first one, good reputation, including good character and good human relationship.
这是一个领袖非常重要的，最重要的一个。
Yeah, this is very important for a leader.
但是呢，对于做一个基督徒来说，做工作的话呢，更重要的是第二点，是不是被圣灵所充满的。
For a Christian, more important one is the second one, whether the person is full of spirit.
什么叫被圣灵充满？
What is full of spirit?
在这里讲到是被圣灵充满。
Give sermon here is full of spirit.
在下面好好的听到是被圣灵充满。
Sit there, listen to the sermon attentively is full of spirit.
如果他愿意顺服，被圣灵掌管，被圣灵充满的一个意思是被神所掌管。
The one meaning for full of spirit is to be governed by the spirit.
这样的人一定有个特征，就是敬畏神和爱人。
This type of person will be the person who feels God and loves people.
总是觉得亏欠的。
He always feels he owes something to the Lord.
保罗经常说他欠神的福音的债。
Paul once said that he is in debt to the people in gospel.
第三个是智慧充足的人。
The third one is full of wisdom.
这是讲神把他的智慧给了我们，这是讲神人的技能，有道德的技能。
It's the working skill, but it was given by God.
感谢主，我觉得我们都做了。在两个星期以前，你们都投票了，至少你们都参与了。很多的人在我们中间的会员有百分之挺高的出席率，对吧？大概90%左右的出席率让投票。所以这方面，我觉得你们都已经做了，不然的话呢？都有一些人会不通过，对不对？至少是经过你们认可。
Thanks, Lord. We have going through the procedure, and there was a ballot a few weeks ago, and all of them passed with very good percentage. So I trust you have examined their qualification.
但你们的工作没有完
呢。But your job has not finished yet.
你们一定要为领袖祷告。
You still need to pray for them.
真的。
Really.
我最近碰到一个律师，这是我们原来同学，他在 Southern 有一个工作，他从密西根回来 UM 读他的那个 PhD, the law school.
Recently, I met a former colleague just came back from law school.
我说比较读神学院和读 law school 怎么样？
I asked him, can you compare the seminary and the law school?
哦、他说 学业上似乎好像 law school 还 challenge 一点，但是他说好，从我这个整体人来说好， seminary 那三年是非常非常的不容易。
He said that from academic load, it seems that the law school is heavier, but to himself, the 3 years in seminary are more challenge.
他说太多的属灵的征战在里面。
Too many struggle in spirit.
真是这样的。所以他现在觉得他很容易，他现在生活很容易。
It's true. After he went through that, right now, you know, law school.
不光是到神学院，在教会中任何一个要担任圣职的一个弟兄或者一个姐妹，都会面临这样的挑战，魔鬼来试探你。弟兄姐妹可能还指责你。
Everyone who serves in church may face the same challenge. You were being tested. You will be accused by your brothers and sisters.
对我们的执事来说，我们讨上帝的喜悦。
For our deacons, we want to please God.
但是对弟兄姐妹来说，我希望你 more become an encourager, 鼓励他们。
For the brothers and sisters, we want
to encourage
them.To serve.
好了，除了前面的三个原则之外，委身于神对你的呼召，懂得怎么样分派工作，还有一个属灵领袖的品质之外。
Let's review what we have been talking about. The first one is devotion. The second one is delegation. The third one is the qualification. The three attributes for leader.
第四个我觉得很有意思的，就是引台的经文里，他说他兼顾到领袖的背景和他们的代表性。
Okay, the fourth one is to cover all the background of the congregation.
如果你注意这拣选的这七个人哈，从斯提凡这些人，刚刚我们念的时候名字都念不顺哈，因为是希腊人。
If we look at all the seven people chosen, their names were all Greek.
还记得我们刚开始抱怨的是哪些人吗
？Remember who are the people who complained?
对，都是说希腊人的犹太人。
Okay, those were Grecian Jews.
你一看那个名字的拼法，你就知道是希腊人。
So they chose seven Greeks to.
甚至还有一个安迪亚的，是一个原来是希腊人的非犹太人。
And even include one from Antioch who is a converted, you know, converted to Judaism.
显然，这个长老和使徒们非常有智慧，他们不仅注意到他们的品质、他们的品格之外，他还注意到这个领袖、新的领袖要来代表性和兼顾到他们的背景。
And we can see they also take care of the representative of different groups.
我们教会有来自大陆、台湾、香港，还有北美的这些孩子。
Okay, in our church,
还有美国人。
We have congregation from different places, from China, from Taiwan, from even North American, like all those.
对，我们的团契，我们的职业也不一样。
In the fellowship, we can see people from different occupations.
有学生、工程师、教授，还有其他的人。
Okay,
家庭主妇。
There are students, there are engineers, there are professors, there are housewives. We have different aspects of people.
我们是很希望有英文的人出来，但今年我们很遗憾，我们邀请的人并没有愿意，他们说明年要出来。
Okay, so far in our deacon board, we still need some native English speaker to join the deacon board.
我们已经努力了，我们只是会开会就用英文的，说话说不清楚，经常吵架的，因为说英文啊。
Yeah, we have tried to recruit, and because of the English pastor joined the deacon board meeting, we have started to speak English in our meeting.
不过呢，就是我们当然一个月吵一次，然后彼此抱歉的时间更多哈，所以我们还是比较好。
Yeah, it has not been easy, but we try to work it out.
那我希望明年我们有英文的执事，甚至有从学生中间能够成熟的基督徒出来做执事。
We hope next year we have native English speaker to join the deacon board and even from the students group.
好，那第五个方面，你看到说这里有神和人的同时的祝福在这里出现。
Number five, we can see there are blessings from.Both the Lord and the people.
当教会领袖提名之后呢，一定需要会众的认可和选举。
So the leader of the church after being nominated need to be approved by the congregation.
我们中国人可能不太习惯这种选举哈。
We Chinese may not be used to this kind of election.
我去参加那些长老会的那个开会或者什么，他们是很习惯的，因为长老会就是 representative， 他们就是说美国的 constitution 就是从长老会出来的。
I went to the meeting of the Presbyterian
Presbyterian the elders session.
Elders meeting, They are very used to it because they said that the U.S. Constitution were from this path.
所以一个人说 this is a motion, 他就说他是这有一个提议。接下来下面安利兰就说 I'm second.
So we know.
对他们很习惯，我们不习惯。
Yeah, for Americans, they are so used to all the formal procedures of a meeting, but we are not that used to it.
不论用什么样的方式，但是我们是要有选举来认可神是在这些人身上有呼召的。
No matter what form we use, but we need the approval from the congregation to recognize that these people were called by God.
但神的祝福在哪里呢？
What's the blessing from God?
我觉得神首先预备了合格的人，不然你都选都选不出来。
First of all, God prepared the qualified person as candidates.
这一点是有一个良好管家的基础，至少有人愿意，有些人执事们觉得他们是可以来侍奉的，虽然有很多的毛病，就像我们一样。
This is the base of being a good steward of the church. At least you need to be willing.
在第六节上特别讲到说，让他们站在使徒的面前为他们祷告了。
Verse 6 say they presented this man to the apostle who prayed and.
这祷告不仅仅是把他们交给神。
The prayer not just to present them in front of God.
祈求神的祝福在中间。
Ask for blessing from God.
我不知道我们每个人怎么想。待会儿我们要为这两位新的执事案例。
I don't know how you look at this procedure. Later we will ordain those deacons.
对我来看这件事是非常非常重要的。
From my point of view, this is very important.
在教会中不光是牧师被案例的，是做整体教会或者跟其他教会有关系的，包括这些执事。当你在这个教会被案例做执事的时候呢，你甚至到别的教会，你虽然可能没有做执事的职那个 office。
In a church, we not only ordain a pastor, we also ordain deacons. So after you're ordained here, when you go to other churches, although you may not be a deacon there.
In the office, in the ruling.
Okay, maybe you don't have the office of deacon in other church.
但你仍然是一个被安立的执事。
But still, you are an ordained deacon.
我们祈求神对他们祝福。
We pray to Lord that they.
第六点，他说赋予他们属灵的权柄。
Number six.
我觉得这一点是非常非常重要的。当我们把这些人选举出来，神来透过他们来带领的时候，我们是把权力给了他们。
Spiritual authority is very important. After we select these people from the congregation, we want to give them the authority to serve God.
所以今天你们不仅要祝福这些新案例或者要开始侍奉的这些执事。
Today, not only you want to bless them, but also.
感谢你要呢顺服他们的带领。
But you also you want to submit to their authority.
虽然这不是绝对的，但是因为你顺服神，你顺服他们的带领。
Although their authority is not absolute.
很多人在一生中犯很多的错误，但是有一个错误你最好犯，就是对当权者怎么样来顺服的问题。我讲教会里、社会上、机关里，你的老板，这是非常重要的，因为神设立他们。
In your life, one mistake you don't want to make is to violate the authority, no matter it's in your workplace or in the church.
我们来看第六节，他说他叫他们站在使徒的面前，使徒祷告了，就按手在他们头上。
Let's again look at verse 6. After the apostle prayed and the apostle laid their hands on them.
这当然有上帝的祝福和上帝的确认。
Of course, that represents the blessing from God and also the recognition from God.
但是以人的责任来看，这包含着已经设立的教会领袖要来祝福他们。
From people's point of view, is from the established leader lay the blessing on the new leader.
还记得那个在雅各在创世纪怎么样来祝福约瑟的两个孩子吗？
Remember in Genesis how Jacob, how he blessed Joseph's two sons.
然后约瑟要意思不一样，对不对？他说这个是老大，这是老二。
Joseph says that, okay, this is the older one, this is the second son.
然后但是呢，他说我已经这么做了。
But Jacob says that I want to bless the second son first.
也许雅各心里他是老二哈，这么做我不知道。但是呢，神很有意思的就 honor the people blessing too.
We don't know why Jacob did that at the time, but the second son indeed got more blessing from God because of that.
Yeah, 真是很有意思，很有意思。神怎么来 honor 他的仆人的祝福？
That's interesting that how God honor the blessing from His servant to other people.
除了祝福之外，还有一个认可和授权。
In addition to blessing, there is recognition and authorization.
最明显的例子在旧约、新约里很多，长老、执事、牧师都有案例的。还记得那个我案例的时候，很多所有的执长那个所有的啊牧师都来案例吗？我们两个星期以前，我们去，我跟那个吴英强去参加那个墨尔本的那个宣道会的那个牧师的 installation 就职典礼。
Yeah, there are many examples in the New Testament. Even if you remember when I was ordained, all the pastors lay hands on my head.And two weeks ago, I went to the Melbourne Church. They just ordained. They just set up a new pastor, and all the pastor did that to him.
不光是那个宣道会的牧师，他要求当时在场的所有的安利的牧师来祝福他。
It was an Alliance Church, but not only the pastor from Alliance Church. They asked all the pastors.From different denominations, went up to stage to lay their hands on the new pastor.
最早的一个例子是在摩西案例，谁？约书亚，当他把他权柄交给他的时候。
Yeah. The earliest example in the Old Testament was when Moses laid his hand on Joshua.
Yeah, 所以我们也请两位新的担任执事的两位弟兄，国立弟兄。和那个现在往下看的那个弟兄啊，明峰，对不起，我想不看到脸才想起来名字，对不起啊，蒋明峰弟兄，你们两个请来，然后到前面来，我们为你们做案例。
I would like to ask the two new deacons to come forward. We will start the ceremony.
在这个案例中，刚刚我们已经讲过六点，你们都记住了，对不对？重复一下，大家帮他们赶快 review。刚六点哪六点
？Okay, let's help these two new deacons. What are the six points I just talked about?
第一点什么？委身哈，对自己的呼召要委身。第二个呢
？The first one is devotion. What's the second one?
Dedicate. Okay,
okay
第三个，赶快帮助啊！你们。这是你们的责任啊，他要到时候不记住的话，你们就惨了。
The second, what's the third one?
对，他的 qualification, 他的品格啊，也有三个方面，对不对？从圣灵充满，然后他的人品，然后就是他有智慧管理。第四个呢？
What's the fourth one?
对，有代表性啊，这两个，一个是来自台湾，一个来自大陆，太好了。
Representatives.Representatives.
当然，我们希望还有英文的。
One was from Taiwan, the other one was from mainland China.
还有什么？第五。
Number five.
对，你们认可了吗？对不对？上面认可了哈。那现在我们就说第六了。
Recognition and blessing.
那我就想到特别给你们两个经文呢。哎呦，昨天找好了，怎么一下
？Number six is authorization.
对，好。我喜欢的这个提摩太，后书的这一段经文
Second Timothy
对他讲到我们可以在一起好他这样说在大户人家不但有金器银器也有木器瓦器
In a large house there are articles not only of gold and silver but also wood and clay
有作为贵重器皿
Some are for noble purposes
也有做卑贱的
some are for the ignorable.
人若自洁，就脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿。
If a man cleanses himself from the latter, he will be an instrument for noble purposes.
成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备各样的善事。
Make holy, useful to master, and prepare to do any good work.
但是神已经是你们成圣。
God has already sanctified you.
但我们记着，我们经常要洗脚。
But remember, we want to wash our feet often.
以至于神经常与你们同在，圣灵充满你们，在教内还是教外，都有好的名声，更是有智慧的带领这个教会。
So Lord can be with you. Whether it's in the church or outside the church, you need to have good reputation.
好，那你们来在上帝的面前跪下。
Please kneel in front of the Lord. Okay, it was to be done by Pastor Craig and me, but because he could not come, so we asked the chair of the deacon board, Brother Wu, to come forward and lay hands on them and pray.
天父，我们来谢谢你，你亲自的拣选，呼召伯利弟兄和明峰弟兄来到这个教会，在教会信主。
Lord, we thank you. You caused Brother Guo Li coming from other church to our church to serve you. Please keep their mind, their soul. Bless his family and his work. Become a model for all the people.In this church, he can lead more people to follow the Lord. Just like Apostle Paul once said, you learn from me just like I learn from the Lord. Lord, give them more wisdom and co-workers.In their office, they will be faithful and serve you with diligence. The prayer is in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We ask all the deacons whether you are old or new. Come forward, let's sing this hymn.
我们一同唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing this hymn.
不为自己留痕迹。
妹。还有一个礼物，表示我们鼓励他，然后继续休息以后呢，
再到神的国中，在他家中再服侍。We have a gift for Deacon Wu, who stepped down from the Deacon Board. We
take a sabbatical leaving.
Yeah, we hope that he can come back after some rest.
Okay, 好，弟兄姐妹请坐，
大家回位。Please be seated.